SciWorks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is SciWorks Radio. As we face climate change, what happens to the regional plant populations? Many may not be able to adapt quickly enough, and a mass extinction could lead to the loss of potential life-saving chemicals found only in these yet unstudied plants. Overharvesting of wild plant life is another looming threat for certain species, and that can't be overlooked. Thankfully, scientists are taking this all into account. I spoke with Dr. Joanne McCoy.
I direct the development of a large collection of native plants for long-term conservation, the North Carolina Arboretum Germplasm Repository, located in Asheville, North Carolina. Germplasm, a lot of people don't understand what it is. It's simply hereditary material passed from one generation to the next, in this case, normally in the form of seeds. So it's a seed bank. It's a long-term seed storage facility. We have chosen to develop the program here in Western North Carolina because it's such an incredibly diverse part of North America. Part of the reason why Western North Carolina is such a biodiverse region is obviously because of the coastal plain, the Piedmont, and the mountain region with all of our incredibly diverse habitat type. But in addition, throughout the last three ice ages, this portion of North America was not under ice. So as the glaciers receded, this portion of North America helped to recede the other portion. This is like a glacial relic area, and that makes it a very valuable region for seed collecting and plant-wise.
The most recent ice age lasted almost 100,000 years and ended roughly 12,000 years ago, while the northern and southern regions of the Earth were covered with ice sheets that may have been 2 miles thick in some places. Our region was exposed and became a kind of refuge for the plant species that could survive here. But what happens when things get hotter instead of colder?
As climate change becomes more of an issue, it becomes much more important to add this portion to conservation goals, which is long-term seed storage of specifically rare populations or even common populations. The more seeds we can get into a long-term seed storage facility, the better, because then we can use them for reintroduction purposes in the future. Plants can't run like animals can. They get landlocked. For example, in North Carolina, one of our most threatened habitats is the spruce fir zone. If climate change continues, these high elevation populations have nowhere to go. There's nowhere for them to move. They've already been moved to the very tops of the mountain peaks. And so from the germplasm, we can introduce the rare species at a lower elevation to give them a competitive edge for climate change.
But even without the threat of climate change, they could face deadly invasive species or even diseases. Regardless of how they disappear, their loss could deprive us humans of something very important.
We also do research based on the collection, specifically medicinal plant species, which is what we work with for our projects. We can make extracts and use those for screening. For example, we have the National Collection of Black Cohosh, and Black Cohosh is one of the top-selling medicinals in the U.S. and actually worldwide. It's only native to North America, and this product is sold in every Walmart and Eckerd's in the U.S., and it's sold worldwide. It's usually wild-harvested from native populations for its root, which will eventually wipe out the population. So we are working diligently trying to develop a cultivar, and we're selecting it based on disease resistance, vigor, triterpene glycoside concentration. And also, we have the seed stored for all 20 populations in three seed banks. We have it stored in the Nordic Gene Bank in Norway, Fort Collins, Colorado, and we have it backed up here at the North Carolina Arboretum. So if anything happens to this plant that is becoming very commercially popular, I guess we have its back. It's safe no matter what happens at this point, and we'd like to encourage people to propagate it as a crop. That's a really good example of efficient use of a germplasm collection. Potential economic development for your growers, but we're conserving something long-term that we don't want to be wiped out in the future.
Find more on WFDD.org under the programs link. SciWorks Radio is a production of SciWorks and WFDD. Support for SciWorks Radio comes from Kilpatrick, Townsend, and Stockton, LLP. Music by Storyman.